Mr. Mulpeter was very concerned about the lack of an acute stroke unit, and between the embargo, government cutbacks and inaction, this facility, which he lighted, could have saved the lives, can save the lives, of up to 16 people per annum. This is a much needed facility, and my motion today was for this council to demand from an incoming minister the provision of a new stroke unit, fully funded, adequately funded, fully staffed, adequately staffed at LUH.
And so much so that the consultant has actually even threatened to resign if it's not in situ by the end of this year. This sort of threat combined with maybe the pressure from the local authority on the government, would you foresee maybe some progress on it?
We're just looking for a level playing field in Donegal. Of the 10 top hospitals in the county, we are the least funded, so we want fair play, a level playing field. Donegal County Council members have today rode in behind my motion, so yes, they will press for action from the government. And Mr. Mulpeter, unfortunately, has seen it necessary to follow where Mr. Sugru, Mr. O'Rourke and Mr. Moran also used the public information, the radio, to highlight inadequacies, inefficiencies and the need for adequate funding and proper services at LUH. I hope this motion helps it today as well.